Is it mystery guest time?
Yes, it is.
Well, I would like my glamorous assistant, Rachel, hi, to come and blindfold you.
Okay.
With a scarf that she has.
A satin scarf.
Mm. It's Sarah's scarf. Now, don't bring the guest in until I've worked out all the buttons and...
Is that right?
Yeah, don't... Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Tight enough?
Don't bring the guest in yet. I just... I'm just going to lift it up because I need to,
That's a nice look on its own.
I tell you what, with it slightly raised, you look like that guy, you know, the Middle Eastern guy that looks like your doppelganger.
Thanks.
Al Jafari or something.
Yeah. Al Jazmi.
That's it.
Yeah.
You do.
Halal Al Jazmi.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Thank you.
Right, are you confident with all your buttons? And
yeah, I just need to kind of leave one eye so I can see the buttons.
That's
right. Otherwise, I'll be like, right, let's do today's mystery guest. No, that's the wrong one. Yeah.
Blast off. Right, if you're ready, then we will bring in today's mystery guest.
Okay.
Okay, Chris, yes. As always with Guess Who, they will answer yes or no to a series of questions posed by you in order to establish the identity of this mystery person. So, in your own time, go ahead, the mystery guest is in position.
Good morning, mystery guest. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Right. So, mystery guest is female.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you female, mystery guest?
Yes.
I think I know who it is.
Do you? No, you don't.
I do. Mystery guest. Now, let me think. Have you been on the show before?
No.
You've never been on the show before? Is that true, Dave?
That is true, yes.
Okay, because I was listening back to the Gordon Ramsay interview, Secret Guest, when he said he wasn't Scottish and he'd never been on the show before. And you had to jump in and go, actually, he is Scottish and he has been on the show before, maybe he doesn't know the rules.
No, so far, the mystery guest is absolutely right with her.
Oh, okay. Mystery guest, would I know you... Have I met you before?
Yes.
Okay. But you've never been on the show, but I have met you before. Would I know you... Would everyone know you from the world of music?
No.
From television?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you an actress?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you over the age of 30?
No.
No? Oh, okay. This is very... I have no idea who this is now.
You completely stumped.
Yeah, because it's not who I thought it was.
Okay. Well, try and work out which area this actress might work in.
Do you work in Peterborough?
No, I meant try and establish the show.
That's a joke.
There's lots of roundabouts there.
Okay, so would you consider yourself a straight actress?
Uh-huh.
Right, okay. Are you married, mystery guest?
No.
Okay. Do I find you attractive?
Once again, this narrows it down.
Well, I know, still. I like to make the mystery guest feel uncomfortable. What's the answer, by the way, mystery guest?
Yeah.
You're right, okay. Are you English?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have no idea who this is.
Work out the show.
What, is it a TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is the show on BBC One?
No.
No. Oh, dear. Is the show on Channel 4?
No.
No, it's not Paul O'Grady. Is the show on ITV?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Is the show currently on television?
Yep.
It is. Is it on once a week?
Nope.
Is it on several times a week?
Uh-huh.
Are you Moira Stewart? I just thought it
might. Yeah, well done.
Moira.
Let's see those headlines again.
Are you in a soap?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. So you're in the soap on ITV. Are you in Emmerdale?
Yep.
Ah. This is going to be very embarrassing. So we've met before.
Uh-huh.
Have we sung together?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, no.
It's Madge.
Yeah. Did you used to be in Neighbours, but you don't like to talk about it?
No.
Right, okay. It's not Miserable Madge, Dominic.
Oh, that's good.
Who hates you, by the way.
She does hate me.
Are you called Roxanne?
Uh-huh.
You are?
Yep.
Oh, then there you go. I've guessed who it is. It's Roxanne Bennett, everybody. Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice to see you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Wow, very exciting.
Take the scarf off the top of your head.
You look ridiculous.
I was liking that look.
Do you like the look?
Yeah.
More like Alan Jasmine.
Oh, happy New Year.
Nice to see you. I brought you a present.
Have you really? Yeah. Do you know, you are present enough.
Do you want to see it?
I beg your pardon? Okay. It's an inflatable sheep.
It's to remind you of Emmerdale.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know what kind of tour you thought we had when we went there recently. Oh, look, it's an inflatable sheep. You know me so well.
Yep.
This will go with my collection of other inflatable sheep that I have at home.
You could blow it up now, Chris.
Well, you know, I could, but let's...
Alad could help.
Let's... I will leave that for Alad to... Slightly homophobic. Thank you for coming in. Are you going to stay around for a bit then?
Yeah.
I watched Roxanne in Emmerdale recently.
Did you?
Yeah. When she said she had a big storyline. So I sat through the whole of Emmerdale and watched it.
Well, the big storyline is this week, is it not?
Yeah, I was just enticing him. I was warming him up.
Hmm. Well, no, it was a good show. You had, like, a job interview and
I lost the baby.
Lost the baby, and then the baby was found again.
And then Andy punched the wall.
Yeah, Andy punched the wall. He's a very angry man.
He's a big lad.
He is, but he works out a lot, doesn't he? Mm. He likes to look buff for the ladies. Oh, well, let's play some records then, and then we'll have a chat with you. Very nice.
Good.
And it's not Yvette Fielding that I originally thought it was.
Is that who you thought it was?
Do you know?
Funny enough, there were several
people.
After
the first answer, I thought it was
several people on the text thought it was Yvette Fielding as well.
Where did you get Moira Stewart from?
It was that was a joke, by the way. I didn't really think it was Moira Stewart. Okay.
She's never been in Emmerdale.
No,
that was Jan Leeming. Still on board of that. It's Mark Ronson, Oh My God, featuring Lily Allen, which is lovely. Oh, no, that's not right. I played that music already. This is the music I was going to play, Dave. Big orchestral theme. Roxanne Pallett is here.
Yeah.
Yay! Hi.
Hiya.
Hiya. You all right?
Yeah.
Roxanne has a big storyline this week.
Mm.
Oh, Roxanne's character Joe has a big storyline this week.
Well, didn't you? You know when we went to the set of Emmerdale?
Mm.
Did you see them filming this bit? Because do you remember at one point I had to split up from you because we had to go and feed the baby.
We went on a tour of Emmerdale, which was great, and then we went to a location where you were filming, and you were filming
what you'll see tomorrow night,
right?
On ITV1 at 7 o'clock.
There you go. There's the plug.
So that's what. Okay.
And then we didn't meet you. We met everybody else, but we didn't meet you.
I know. You bombed me off for Alex Carter.
I didn't.
You went to the pub with him.
I didn't bomb you off.
That's a Carlisle term, that.
As you say. Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
No, never mind.
Carlisle.
That's a weird place.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It's very weird.
I don't. Like what you're saying about me, that I represent a weird town.
Yeah.
You'll have half of Cumbria after you now.
Yeah, well.
They'll all listen to CFM instead.
I almost took a job there. In fact, I did. And
where
then I never went to work at CFM.
Oh, did you?
Mm. And I went to see it, and it wasn't quite ready for broadcast yet. It was two porta cabins in a car park.
I think it still is.
we're not quite ready yet. It wasn't even built the studios. Anyway, that's forget that. So, yeah, so now your character...
Joe Styles.
Is meant to be getting married to Andy Sugden.
Mm-hmm. It's whether or not they make
which
it.
Which I don't believe, by the way. He would never be able to pull a girl like you.
What's a girl like me?
Well, you know, I think that... I don't believe that storyline.
Why?
It's because.
Come on.
He has a good body, but he has a ropey face.
Oh!
And you know it. And he knows it.
You're so nasty.
He knows it. That's why he does all the working out in the gym, to take away from his face, which is a bit ropey.
That's so mean.
You can tell he's not pleased with himself.
He is.
He's got issues.
There's a lot of women in this country that are pleased with him.
Well, I know.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, well, what's his name?
Kelvin.
Kelvin. Now, is Kelvin single in real life?
No, he's got a lovely girlfriend.
He's got a lovely girlfriend. How long's he been with her for?
Quite a while, I think.
Right, so he's settled down now, because he used to be a monster. You know what he was like.
I can't comment. I don't know.
Will he be listening to this now?
Probably.
Yeah. If he's not, he'll be getting texts. No, I've met him a few times. He's a nice fella. Although he can drink. So now,
This is what I've got written down here, Dave.
Okay.
How do you want me to do it?
Is this a biog?
No, this is like what's happening. So Joe is supposed to be getting married to Andy Sugden. However, on the day of the wedding, Andy has to appear in court, throwing the wedding into chaos. The question is, will the wedding happen or not? And then it says, will any make it up the aisle?
Oh, that's meant to say Andy.
Andy. There's a D missing, isn't it?
I was writing it quickly.
So we could see you going up the aisle tomorrow night on the television.
Maybe.
Wow.
You'll have to watch. Everyone will have to watch at 7 o'clock on ITV1.
And it's an hour-long special.
It is. And that's what's happening from now on. It's a new year and we're going to have an hour special every Tuesday instead of weekends Eps.
Oh, okay. Mm. Weekend Eps. Eps, by the way, is...
Episodes.
Sorry.
Now, will it have a frivolous comedy storyline to do with other characters that is intertwined all the way through to keep the entertainment value up?
Yeah, there'll be an element of comedy to lighten it up,
right.
But to be honest, 99% of it's really heart-wrenching. It's sad and it's shocking and it's heart-wrenching, but
really?
It contradicts the audience all the way through, so you don't know what's going to happen till
wow.
the end.
Does Andy Sugden walk down the aisle and then say that he's gay and he can't marry you?
You'll have to watch.
Right, okay.
And I'll be testing you, Chris Miles.
Is Joe gay? Is your character secretly
You just
gay?
Never know with soap.
Well, this is what I'm trying to find out.
She does
out.
Wear a lot of leather and she likes, you know, mud wrestling with Katie. And,
right. Yeah. She does wear leather, I've noticed.
Yeah, you've noticed.
I have noticed on the certain episodes of Emmerdale that I keep...
Do you have them on a special file?
I keep them on...
The leather episode.
It's you that puts it on YouTube, isn't
I burn
it?
Them onto leather DVDs.
Do you?
Yeah.
And they have them leather-bound copies.
And now, Roxanne, it was your birthday on Boxing Day.
It was.
Happy birthday.
Why wasn't I in the birthday corner?
Because we went on the air on Boxing Day.
Oh. You could have done it today, though, as a belated thing.
Wouldn't be right.
You can pronounce my name.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's one of the few names that I can. Mm. Now, what's your current marital status?
Well, I'm not married.
Are you single?
Yes.
Completely single?
What do you mean completely? I'm not happy.
Because a lot of people say they're single, but they're with somebody, but they say single as in they're not married. And
oh,
I'm
no,
just...
I'm completely single.
Right,
I'm
okay.
without man.
You're without man.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you without man because you're fed up with men?
Oh, no, I'm not fed up with men. Did just haven't found anyone that gives me butterflies yet.
Did the last man you went out with, did he break your heart?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he?
Mm.
You got dumped?
Yeah.
I thought you dumped him. Did you get dumped?
It
How
wasn't,
embarrassing.
It
getting
wasn't
dumped
good.
By a child.
This is Craig the Goth, isn't it?
Richard Fleischman. You went out with Richard, didn't you?
That's right.
For how long did you go out with him?
A couple of years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's what? How old is he? He's 17. 60. How old is
18.
He? 18. He's 18.
Yeah.
And you just turned 26.
No, 25.
25. You just
yeah.
all right.
Just 26 on the biog, Rachel.
Don't add a year on. Thank you.
So you were 23.
Yeah.
And how old was he?
16.
16.
Yeah.
Cradle snatcher.
I know.
That's so wrong. If that was the other way around, if that was a 23-year-old guy going out with a 16-year-old lady.
Girl. Yeah.
That's disgraceful.
I know. What can
you
I say?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am.
But then he dumped you.
It wasn't good. There was no dumping involved, but it didn't. It wasn't good.
You got dumped.
No.
You did.
I was pushed into a corner, and then it was over.
What corner were you pushed into?
You're so bad.
No, I'm just curious,
Chris,
because
I couldn't carry on a relationship because I'm in love with you.
No, yeah, well, yeah, I was. He's a good-looking guy, and you're a very, very pretty girl. So you know, you're a good-looking couple.
It's not about looks, though, is it?
No, it's not. As Andy Sugden old knows too well. So, okay, and are you and him friends? Oh, you're not friends. You're shaking your head. Oh, this is a nasty breakup.
I think you might need to move on.
What? Who's right?
I'm not saying that.
Who said I should move on?
Just
get out, Rachel. She doesn't want to talk about it. She's got a mouth. She can tell me that she doesn't want to talk about it. The way I look at it is yeah. I'm here to... I think you need to open up.
Oh,
I could be a shoulder to cry on.
I know you could.
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm here?
You know what you need in your life?
What?
You don't need a younger man, you need an older man.
I do.
You ready, Dave? Here we go. I'm now going in for the kill.
Yeah.
I softened her up. I'm now going in for the kill.
Brace yourself.
I don't think it matters about age. It's whether or not a guy respects a girl.
That's right. And I respect you as well.
Is that
Roxanne?
You need to call me Joe.
No, it's a joke.
What did you just say to me, Dominic? I'm preying on the vulnerable. That's not, well...
Yeah, I'm not vulnerable. Yeah. I'm from Carlisle, we're not vulnerable.
Okay. Well, I'll be watching the show tomorrow.
At 7 o'clock on ITV1.
You can hang around for a little bit if you want.
Oh,
I will allow you.
I'm going to kill you when we get off the air.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, that should be something to look forward to. I'm sorry. Right, okay. So Roxanne Pallett is here. We've got a few text messages about her as well, so I'll read them out in a minute. That'll cheer you up. So how long are you in London for?
Just today. Filming tomorrow.
Oh.
Bright and early.
See, now, we don't know whether or not you're married... Because we find out tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to get out of me.
All right. I'll get it out of you. Talking about the storyline. Many text messages are coming in about you, Roxanne.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of love for you out there from the men. Somebody said, if it's not about looks for Roxanne, please give her my number.
And several fellas offering to give you butterflies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not real ones.
In a Tupperware box. there's a lot of love coming in for you. Lewis from Burnley says, I'm 16 and single. We just wondered if you fancied another teenager. That's funny.
Kill you.
That's what they say. That's not me.
It's worth an ask, Lewis, isn't it?
I tell you what, Lewis, you never know. I'll pass on your number just in case. Here are a couple of text messages. Roxanne Pallett is with us. She's got a big storyline going on in Emmerdale tomorrow night, the big one-hour special. Will she or won't she get married to Andy Sugden?
Maybe.
I reckon Joe gets to the aisle and she looks at him, she goes, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it. You're just too buff.
Maybe.
Here are some text messages that are coming that are really funny. Can you ask Roxy if she remembers waving to me on the M62 about a month ago while she was on her phone, says Chris in Rochdale.
I'd never be on my phone in the car.
Well,
it'd be hands-free.
I don't believe you, because the next text says, Roxanne nearly crashed into me on a roundabout near the traffic centre, says Mark in Wigan.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
If you're on your phone and you're waving, you're bound to crash.
Oh, wouldn't on a roundabout?
It's really random, though, because I seem to get recognised when I'm driving, and it's strange, because, like, I get over... Like, people, like, vans overtake me and they wave and the beep. So you wave back, and that's when I crash.
Well, don't crash. How many... What, do you crash often?
A few times. Oh, my insurance is going to go way up now.
Are you really? You're a bad driver?
Yeah, I'm not the best.
Well, then don't drive.
I've got to get to work.
Get the train.
Oh, no.
No, why?
I always get the wrong train. And I don't like trains, because I always end up sat next to someone that's dribbled on me.
Right.
It's something that really smells. It's not good. I don't have much liquid change, so I'm trying to master the driving.
Do you drive? Do you drive a flashy car? Do you drive a little sports car? Or
oh,
anything?
No, because I crash it, so there's no point.
Your insurance is going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
You're right.
I saw Roxanne shopping with her mum in the Trafford Centre before Christmas. She is small but totally stunning.
Oh, my mum.
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
Were you shopping with your mum in the Trafford Centre before Christmas?
Yeah, I like the Trafford Centre.
Right.
I was getting Christmas presents. I was buying you inflatable sheep.
Well, thanks very much. So you're from Carlisle?
Yeah.
And you live in Manchester?
Yeah.
Why do you live in Manchester if you work in Leeds?
I just like it.
But what about Leeds? Leeds is great.
Oh, no, I've not given Leeds a chance. I'm just about to move in your flat that you've got up for sale, haven't I?
That's right.
In Leeds. I don't know.
When I say flat, it's more of a kind of dungeon. But it's,
it'll
you'll like it.
She compared you before to Elton John, who has properties in different parts of the world in case he fancies a shopping
trip. She said, are you like Elton John? You have places all over the place.
So if you're going up to Leeds to go to Asda, then you've got somewhere to crash.
Yeah.
It's like a little shed. All right, good. I saw Roxanne at the Trafford Centre. How often are you there all the time?
It's like my nearest stop for like the shops, and it's open late, so when we're filming, it's still there. When you're driving home from work, it's open.
Okay.
There's a lot of people written in, said they saw me there.
Yeah.
It's maybe the same person.
Well, no.
It's maybe the same day.
Oh, well, let's do a poll. If you've seen Roxanne at the Trafford Centre in Manchester, text in saying I have to 81199.
In which shop?
Oh, don't say that. Oh, no.
So listen, what can we do for you, Roxanne? Can we help you find you a new man?
Are you going to do it? Oh, no, that's like a Geordie Marsh thing, isn't it? I don't want to do an open audition for my new man.
Really?
No. I've got some eye candy on the go. I'm fulfilled as a woman. There's enough eye candy to
right.
keep me going.
So you are saying officially now you are fulfilled currently?
No, I'm not.
With your mother
anyone.
In the next room.
Oh, it's all right. She raised us.
Right, okay. Well, that's true.
No. But there's enough good-looking guys that are keeping me happy.
Oh, really?
Just by me looking at them.
Right, okay. So you haven't got anybody on the card?
I've not even gone on a date in 6 months.
Really?
I've bailed on so many lads. I feel awful. There was one lad that was really nice, but he didn't have much going on upstairs. He was pretty on the outside, but a bit thick and no personality.
Really?
So I've decided I'd rather have
that
a
sounds like the opposite
lad.
Of me.
Mm. Oh, no. You I got... want someone that makes us laugh.
Right.
You know, none of
go with Christopher Biggins.
Oh, I'd love to go out with him.
I think you're barking up the wrong tree
right,
there.
Okay.
I've got to be honest. No matter how much leather you wear, I don't think he's going to be interested.
No, I don't need your help in finding a man, but right. I need your help in plugging Emmerdale.
Well, okay. She's feisty, isn't she, Mum?
My mum's dead little and quiet and...
Mum looks like Delia Smith.
Do you think? She's a good cook, you know.
Do you not think? Roxanne's mum looks like Delia Smith.
I think she looks like Caroline Quentin.
She does a bit as well.
Smaller, though.
Mm. Yeah.
And more attractive and younger looking.
My mum's single. We could do a search for her for a nice husband.
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we need to find some father and son combo.
This is all getting a bit JK and Joel again, isn't it?
Is it getting a little bit? Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
But you know when they did that feature with Mums and Daughters and it wasn't well received, was it? As it were.
No, we won't do that.
I saw Roxanne. Oh, I saw Roxanne in La Senza in the Trafford Centre.
You've got to buy your knickers somewhere, haven't you? It's Christmas shopping.
What, for you?
No, for all my girls from uni.
Will you buy them underwear?
Stocking fillers, yeah. Because some of them are single and we treat each other like chocolates and champagne and knickers.
Well, I want to be one of your friends.
Mm. What size knickers are you, Chris?
Well,
42.
Get some Spanks.
What?
The ones that, you know, hold, I wear them.
Oh, I thought you were offering to spank me.
No. Not on the air.
Okay. Why not? I'd do that.
Go on, then.
No, you're right. That would be a little bit too much even for me. Off the air, fine.
Okay.
But not on the air.
When I'm wearing my leather pants on set.
Many people saw you in the Trafford Centre. You must have like a...
I bet it's my mates having a laugh.
No. There's just loads of people saying it.
That saw me at the Trafford
Centre? I saw Roxanne at... Well, there's... Well, because they had seen every shop you've been in.
Which shop?
There's lots of lingerie shops.
I was Christmas shopping.
All right, okay. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah, it was good.
What did you do?
I went to my mum's and she cooked.
Well, of course, she looks like Delia Smith.
She's a good cook, but we were a bit like Del Boy and Rodney. It was just the two of us on Christmas Day.
Do you not have any brothers or sisters?
No.
Just you and
just
your mum?
Just me and my mum. But then all my Carlisle relatives and friends came on Boxing Day for my birthday.
She could go out with Richard.
That would be a bit odd.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It was odd enough you going out with him, you cradle snatcher.
I know.
You're young enough to be your son.
You live and learn, though, don't you?
Well, you're over that now.
Yes.
And now you're in a new...
It's a new year. You can't talk about anything that happened last year now.
No.
It's the rule.
That's the rule.
Yep.
All right. Well, if you don't want us to find you a man, then...
I'm all right, I think. I need to suss them out, and then they have to get past my mum, because she's a bit of a... She doesn't like many lads that I bring home.
Well, how did schoolboy get past your mum, then? Hey, you messed up there, mum. The radar wasn't working there, was it? Where are the clips from... the clips for Roxanne?
Have you got clips from Emmerdale? Yeah.
Chris Fall?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, do you want to hear some?
Yeah.
The thing is, Joe...
I just want a straightforward wedding.
Oh, this is where she has a fight with potential father-in-law Jack Sugden. And the milk bottle factory.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, Joe...
I just want a straightforward wedding. I don't want any stunts or out daft. Please.
Are out daft?
I know, they never write it like that. I change it.
Oh, do you?
Or anything.
So talented.
Thank you. Please tell me he's not gone and got that hot air balloon again.
I can categorically tell you, you're not getting married in a balloon.
Oh, good.
Or a church.
What?
Who did he say that for?
Huh?
Ooh. We're in front for inspection, please.
What's he doing here?
Oh, you'll see.
And what's this about the church?
What have you said?
It was him.
Joe.
What?
Do you trust me?
Oh, only with the goats.
Look, just trust me, OK? You're going to be bald or it's all going to be revealed.
You trust him with the goats?
Who was that saying that?
Sam Dingle. Yeah, I love bless him. He's brilliant. He's such a good actor.
Now, he reminds me of a friend. Do you know that character? He's the one who's a little bit dopey.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of has his bottom lip out.
Reminds you of who?
Werther's.
Oh, does he? Morning, Werther's, if you're listening.
Oh, I think.
A little bit.
He's just the way his bottom lip goes out and he's got the shaved head.
Yeah.
He does. And then the way he talks like that. But he doesn't. His lip isn't like that in real life. So the guy, when he goes and action, he has to put his bottom lip out.
Yeah, a few minutes before.
Like that.
Yeah, he just completely transforms into Sam.
And does he come out of character?
Yeah.
Or does he like that all day?
No, he doesn't have lunch like that.
Well, no, because I thought, it might be, could he have like sausage and chips? Like that?
No.
Right, okay. And we like Jack Sugden.
Jack Sugden.
Yeah. He's nice.
Yes.
Have they dropped the case?
Oh, this is where they went on holiday and they were running for the plane.
Sorry, delay.
So you're going to fight in the milk bottle factory.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, Joe.
Now that one there, and then
they're rushing because the plane's leaving in 2 minutes and they're rushing to get to the gate and he says,
have they dropped the case?
Or she says, sorry.
It's all switched round. I'm getting sentenced today.
Can we not even get married first?
Why is he going to court?
Because the judge has to go into hospital, so they've brought the court case forward.
But what court case?
What do you not watch it?
I dip in and out of Emmerdale, I've got to be honest. When you're not in it, I don't watch it.
Well, watch it consistently, please.
I'll watch it tomorrow.
Okay.
It's not on tonight, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is? Okay, I'll watch it tonight as well. Well, you keep telling me what about tomorrow. I don't know when it's on.
You've got to watch tonight because it leads on to tomorrow.
Right, okay, I'll watch tonight.
But 7 years ago, there was a fire and Andy started it and he didn't know that his mum, Sarah, was in the barn.
Right.
She died.
Right.
And he's turned himself in 7 years on.
What's he done that for?
It's all complicated. I'll get you the omnibuses.
Why has he done that?
Because he had a moment of guilt. He needed to get it off his chest.
So and now he's got to go to court the day of the wedding?
Yeah.
Right.
Literally seconds before we get married. I'm not even in my dress yet and it all goes peed.
You're naked?
No.
And he says I have to go to court?
And I say, well, one for the road.
And you go, get out, I've got no clothes on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Okay.
Right, well, that's the way it is. It can be helped, can it?
You know what?
What?
As soon as I'm gone, I want to pack your bags.
Right.
And get as far away from me as you possibly can.
No.
Don't you ever say anything like that again. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
No.
Andy, we need to talk.
He's coming. He's coming, all right?
Oh, wow.
And he could be trusted with the goats.
What an interesting show.
Is that a heavy breed?
Do you know, we could actually have a lot of fun if we edited those clips together.
This is kind of like Dirty Hollyoaks, isn't it? Like Naughty Emmerdale. Emmerdemel. That's what I used to call it, apparently, when I was a kid.
Oh.
So I remember Emmerdemel's on.
What plans have we made? What are we going to do? Talk to me.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Build a farm up.
Typically you. Farm comes first, eh? Look, I've been thinking, and even if things...
It's a lot of science.
Sounds like it's filmed in the Trafford Centre.
Why did you... What's wrong with you?
I know that they...
It's like you just walked up a mountain.
I know, they take the mick at me at work, because I do a lot of heavy breathing. Because when I'm in character, I just breathe heavily. I'm like...
Is it true? I've heard that you sigh when you're trying to remember your next line. Is that right?
No!
That's what Calvin told me.
No, it's not true.
He said she's so bad, she goes, oh, and the thing is...
No, I don't.
I've got to go to, the warehouse and pick up some eggs.
No, I don't, Simon. I don't forget my lines.
All right.
Even if you do have to go away for a bit, we can still make those plans for me to adopt Sarah. Would you like that?
Yeah.
You don't sound too shit.
Why are you all whispering? What's wrong?
Because we're in the courts.
Right. Why don't you stop talking? There's more sighing. I've never noticed how bad it is before.
I do heavy breathe. And when they go on...
some kind of dirty 0898. Or whatever the numbers are these days. I don't know.
I know, because we were doing the court scenes and I had to just do reaction shots, so I had no dialogue. And I was all emotional and the director went, who's heavy breathing? I was like, it's me.
It's all right. It'll be all right, Jack. Just give us a minute. Andy, stop it.
What's he doing to you? Is he touching? What's happening there?
He's crying.
All right.
Sounds like
Look, I wanted to, but not in front of her.
Whoa! What is going on?
I'm saying don't cry in front of the baby. And well, hold yourself together. She holds
the
fantasy.
Oh, what's Jack doing there while you two are heavy breathing together?
Seeing if everything's going to plan and everything's all right.
No, what is going to court? Lewd behaviour in public.
Look for the Sarah. It'll upset her. Look, just take a few deep breaths, all right?
I feel sick.
There we go. I can't believe that's Roxanne's advice. Take a few deep breaths. It's worked for me for 2 years.
You sound asthmatic.
I do heavy breathe.
That sounds so mucky, Emmerdale, at the moment.
Like that again, do you hear me?
I don't want to go. Andy, we need to talk.
He's coming. He's coming, all right?
No.
Chris Moyles.
Not me, it's Phil. You. It's you on this mucky Emmerdale show.
I just read what they write. Mm.
And it's on a farm. Emmerdale. A plane crashed there years ago. Emmerdale. Do you know that a plane crashed in Emmerdale?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And there was a shot of a sheep upside down with its legs in the air.
Was it your sheep?
No. Honestly, get the tape. Have a look. It pans from left to right across the field where there's burning bits of aeroplane. There's a sheep on its back and its legs in the air. It's
that
true.
Would have been a real sheep.
It wasn't a real sheep.
No, it was. It will have been.
It was an actor.
It was upside. It was the dead sheep.
Yeah,
with
but
its legs
one time
in the air.
Me and Kelvin were filming this scene in a farm.
Right.
And behind us, a sheep was dying and it was spasming and its legs were shaking.
Well, that's nice.
It was awful. Oh.
It wasn't an actor. It was a proper one.
It was a real sheep.
What a life you lead. This Emmerdale just sounds like it's 24-hour fun.
When are you coming back?
It's heavy breathing, it's dirty lines.
Plane crashes and goats.
Yeah. Well, tonight, watch the show 7 o'clock, and then tomorrow is the big one-hour special. Will they, won't they get married? I predict they won't get married. That's what I predict.
Are you willing to put money on that?
Not particularly.
Well, then. You'll have to watch.
So, you're filming at the moment, obviously. You're filming tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Oh, you're not? Okay, so they'll get married tomorrow night. Brilliant.
No, I thought you meant, am I married?
No, not in real life. Oh. Do you know what your lines are tomorrow?
I know what my scenes are. I have to do a few breaths to remember my lines.
Do you know what your first lines are tomorrow?
My first line, yes, it is. I can't tell you because it's going to give away what happens tomorrow night.
Well, the first line?
Yeah.
It's I do.
We're filming February.
The first line, she says, I can't tell you what I'm doing, but I'm on the phone. I'm trying to get hold of. I don't want to give anything away, but I go tell him it's his wife on the phone. Mm.
There's a new character involved.
Really?
We're filming tomorrow with this new character.
Can you tell us about the new character?
It's quite a dish.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure the female audience will like it.
How old is this person?
17.
You can go out with them?
No.
Why not? 17,
I'm
the perfect age.
A new character. No.
Well, I'm
well,
sure
literally.
You are. You're going to make them feel welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, Emmerdale.
Plug the character.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to be in Emmerdale.
I think you should be.
Yeah. If I get a job in Emmerdale, make sure you,
You could be a dingle.
I think you should come into the Woolly, have a cameo.
Well, I could be a dingle.
You look like a dingle.
Hello? I that's what my character would do. It would bang all the time.
Just knock.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Mm.
Chris Dingle.
Oh. Who would you get it on with?
What?
Who would you get it on with?
Madge.
Do you get on well with her?
I've met her a couple of times. She's lovely.
What
I was
a couple of times? You in the same show?
Yeah, but you there's three different blocks filming.
Have
so you miss
her about,
each other.
Have you talked to her about being a neighbour?
No, I don't want to say that to her. Yeah,
she loves talking about it.
Mm. Oh, does she?
Oh, she loves talking about it.
I'm like, you're Kylie's mum.
Yeah, well, when you go back, the first thing you should say is, tell me all about Ramsay Street.
Does that mean
no? Oh, she loves it.
Ask her how Henry is.
Yeah.
And ask her about Harold.
Right.
And all that.
Ask
she
if she's still
it.
Got a ute.
I'm not going to ask her any of this.
Yeah. A ute? No, the ute's a vehicle.
I get starstruck.
Dominic asked her when we went to the set, and she was more than happy to talk about the old days on Ramsay Street.
She was, yeah. No, she wasn't. Do we still have, do we still have the Christmas things, or are they gone? The Christmas drops?
All gone.
Have they?
Yeah.
Space on VCS.
Hi, this is Dan Charleston, and I just want to wish all the listeners to the Christmas... What am I saying again? What is it? Merry Christmas to what? That's our little jingle. Oh. But I'm sure she's a lovely woman.
She is.
Who do you not get on well with in Emmerdale? Who's horrible? Who's horrible to you?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
No, everyone's nice.
All right.
That's the running line, isn't it? For everywhere.
Okay. So that means that there's some people in there that she doesn't like.
It's like every job. You get on with more people. Like, you know, some people more than others, but... It's a good place. And we've got loads of new people started now, so it's okay. Like starting a new year at school.
All right. And you're going out with a new character in real life, is that true? The 17-year-old, you're going out with him?
No, I just said there's a new character and we're filming with him tomorrow. All right. I'm trying to take him out
for dinner?
No.
All right.
Stop trying to stitch me up.
I'm not stitching, I'm just saying.
If I went out with someone like in their 50s or 60s, you'd have a problem with that. I'm worried now. I'm going to have to keep you happy.
I can't wait to see the fight in the milk bottle factory.
The thing is, Joe...
That was me putting dishes in the sink.
Well, of course. You know, it's Emmerdale. That's where the woman's role is.
You are.
In Emmerdale, it's very old-fashioned. Men go out and plough the fields while women have babies and cook Sunday roasts.
I've not had a baby, and I run my own goat's cheese business.
Well, that is true. Roxanne, nice to see you again.
You too.
Good luck with the big storyline tonight and tomorrow night. Emmerdale, 7 o'clock on ITV. It's like EastEnders, but happy.
Hmm.
And we've got a better location.
Like EastEnders and Wellies.
Exactly.
With farm animals and heavy breathing.
And goat's cheese companies. Mm. Yeah. And fights in milk bottle factories.
The thing is, Joe...
I just want a straightforward wedding.
Wedding! Roxanne Palo, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Roxanne is just leaving. Or going through now the process of going into the other studio and having to record the Merry Christmas and Happy New Year 2009 jingles. We seem to be making our guests too. She's nice, isn't she?
She was great, wasn't she?
Lovely.
You should watch Emmerdale, Carrie. It shows you what the life of Oop North is like.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to watch it.
I dunno. No. Someone's on phone.
I have to get subtitles on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, I didn't understand what they're saying. There's someone on the phone.
What's a fern?
I don't want nout. What's nout? Nout ticking out.
I think I've just persuaded Roxanne to do a line for you.
Yeah, is this today? I don't think we should mention it.
Okay.
Keep it a secret.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think we should say now, but then if she doesn't, then we can do
reveal
it
all tomorrow.
Yeah. But I think that would be very funny. Do you know what? I was thinking exactly the same thing as you said it. Look at her, what a sexy little thing she is. Look at her there.
There was chemistry, wasn't there, I thought, between the pair of you.
You could tell.
I tell you what, if I was 18 years old, I could have a chance there.
That's true, yeah.
I really could. If I was still at college.
Mm-hmm. You were quite slim when you were 18.
She'd be
you?
All over me. No, I was never slim.
Were you not?
No. After your Delia comments about her mum's now thinking of releasing her own cookery book. That's what
is
she was saying. Yeah, she's going to do some recipes.
I think her mum would like me.
Yeah, I think so.
So I think
too.
I'd be welcomed into the family.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, I'm older, maturer. Maturer?
Mm.
I'm mature.
And you don't look like a goth.
Exactly. And, you know, I could teach Roxanne. She's been out with a young un, now she needs to go out with an old un.
Mm.
And it's good because, you know, me and her mum could talk about, I don't know, the war and stuff like that.
Pop music.
That kind of thing. You know, because we're, you know, I'm the old side. And then on the young side, you know, we can talk to her about, I don't know, skins and, you know, joyriding and stuff like that.
Facebook.
And drinking cider in the park, that kind of thing.
Ram raiding.
All that. Oh, dear.
The thing is, Joe...
I just want a straightforward wedding. I don't want any stunts or out daft.
They're out daft. Do you know what that means?
No.
You can't understand the word, can you, Carrie?
What? No.
I say, out daft.
Anything peculiar, I think you'd probably say.
Oh, no, right.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
No one did anything out daft. Oh, look, Delia's, her mum's upset now, I think.
Is she?
Yeah. So there you go. I think I'd be perfect son-in-law material there, don't you think?
You were.
Yeah, I was.
Just before that one.
Yeah.